Father, we're just so thankful this morning that you have allowed us to gather together once again with those of like faith and like mind that you have chosen for this hour to be a part of that you're doing in the earth. Father, we do praise you and thank you for your great and mighty salvation that you have given us, that you brought us out and forgave us of our sins and placed us on a solid rock, gave us a teachable heart and an understanding mind to hear and to know the word that you're speaking in this hour. Father, we pray that your word would go forth and that we might hear your word and that we might grow thereby as we are being changed each and every day into the very same image and that you are. Thank you for this opportunity, Father. We praise your wonderful name. Amen. The last time we got together, we talked about the word trust and how that trust and faith were very similar. And in Daniel, the third chapter, the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, God placed that on my heart. And I just want to talk a little bit more about trust. Webster's definition of trust is a firm belief or confidence in the honesty, integrity, reliability, justice of another. Hope, faith, reliance. And we had mentioned that trust and faith go together. And that those of this hour that are following God and following His Word have to trust in Him, have to rely on Him, and have to have faith in Him. And the story that is told in the third chapter of Daniel, the fact that Nebuchadnezzar had set up an image and that the decree went out that at the sound of all of these musical instruments that the people were to fall down and to worship the image that he had made. And if not, and if you not worship the image, you shall be cast into the burning fiery furnace. And who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands? The thing that I was thinking about, and it's really become more evident in the last week or so, that God has so opened our hearts to the revelation that He has given us. You know, there's no way that any of us would have come to the understanding that we have come to in this hour to see the revelation that God has spoken to us unless God had given us a teachable heart and a hearing ear and a seeing eye. And it is so evident when you begin to share that which God has given you with others of that don't see it as we see it, how adamant they are about the rapture and hell and that there's those that are, many are going to hell, and how irritated and ill they get when you begin to share out of that God has given you. So therefore, there's no utterance in this hour into the multitudes declaring what God has given us. And I was thinking that in this day of Nebuchadnezzar, when he set up the image, he was to be the only God. There was to be no other God. There was no utterance concerning the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And the Bible says in the 16th verse that they answered the king, "O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer you in this matter. If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thy hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve your gods, nor worship the golden image which you have set up." You know, there's always cause for us to go back into that we came out from. But God has so brought us along that trust and faith in Him have become such a part of our lives. He has made His revelation so true to us and has written it upon the flesh tables of our heart with such reality that there's no desire to return to that which was. And even in this hour when we look around and we cannot see with our natural eye much of the evidence of the hand of God working in this in where we are. But we know that we are being transformed, metamorphosed into the same image. That our heart and our mind and our soul is being transformed, is being metamorphosed by the Word of God. And then in the 19th verse, and I'm just going to paraphrase this, Nebuchadnezzar was full of fury. His face changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And he commanded that the furnace be heated 7 times hotter than it had ever been before. And we go on through the story that the men who took Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego to cast them into the fiery furnace, that they were slain by the furnace. But in verse 24 it says, "Then Nebuchadnezzar the king was astounded, and rose up in haste and spoke and said unto his counselors, Did not we cast 3 men bound into the midst of the fire? They answered and said unto the king, True, O king. He answered and said, Lo, I see 4 men loosed, walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt. And the form of the 4th is like unto the Son of God." What a tremendous word. You know, I'm going to say this because it came to mind. We do not know whether this story actually happened or not. You know, we don't know the reality. But the meaning of what is said here is so real. That each one of us is walking in the midst of some kind of fire in this hour. That there are things that are going on in our lives. And yet we trust God because He said, "No weapon that is formed against you will prosper." He also said that we were predestinated, conformed to the image of the Son of God. He also said that all things work together for the good to them that are called according to His purpose. He also said that He that began a good work in us is going to bring it to completion and to finish that work. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego refused to bow down and to conform to the religion of the country that they were in. Because their relationship with their God was more real to them than anything the king could ever do to them. They trusted their God that He was able to even deliver them out of the fiery furnace. And so we see that according to the Bible, they were loosed, they were walking in the midst of the fire, and there was one with them, which was likened to the Son of God. And Nebuchadnezzar came near, and he spake and he said, "Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, ye servants of the Most High God, come forth and come hither." And in verse 27 it said, "And the princes and governors and captains and the king's counselor being gathered together saw those men whose body the fire had no power, nor was a hair of their head singed, neither were their coats changed, nor the smell of fire passed upon them. Think of that. Nothing can touch you and I that can change what God has done in us. Trust and faith in God that His power that began the work in us is going to finish that work. That the principle of the first fruits that go back to Abraham and go all the way through the Word of God, that God has always had a remnant, a first fruits people that He has done His work through, that He has manifested Himself in the earth through, that were the forerunners of every revival and everything that came. And in verse 28, and I've always seen this about these scriptures, but in verse 28 it said, "Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego." Now this is the guy that not too long before was filled with anger, his face changed, and he cast these three men into the fire because they would not bow down to the image, the religion that he had built. Now he is saying, "Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who had sent his angels and delivered his servants that trusted in him and have changed the king's word and yielded their bodies that they might not serve nor worship any god except their own God." Now think about the change. It changed the king's word. Let me tell you something, beloved. God's got a people in the earth that He's working in this hour, that have walked through the wilderness experience with Him, that have learned that through experience that they cannot take one step without Him, that trust Him for guidance, for leadership, for relationship, to lead us to the fulfillment of the promises that He has made in us, and to carry out His purpose in the earth. And there are multitudes of people in this world that are filling the nominal church pews this morning. But when that last trump sounds and that message goes forth and God pulls the veil off and reveals His handiwork in the earth, and that sun, that corporate sun, stands up in the earth and begins to speak, there are multitudes whose words are going to be changed. And they're going to see the same thing that we see, because they're going to be delivered from the bondage and the curse that they're under of religion and trying to be religious and the law, and stand up in the glorious liberty of the Son of God. The king's words were changed. Now he was blessing the God that before he would not allow to speak in his name. But you know, he went further than that. He said, "I make a decree that every people, nation, and language which speak anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut in pieces, and their house shall be made a dunghill, because there is no other God that can deliver after this sort." Hallelujah. There is no other God that can deliver after this sort. Think of that. Now he is saying that the image that he put up cannot be compared to the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. You know what joy it brings. As we know, we look at creation, we see the bondage, We see religion, we see the people under the law, to the religious laws of the churches and of mankind. And yet God has given us a vision that we see them liberated from that bondage that they're under. That God's going to bring about that liberation through His sons that He's manifested in the earth. This word, this revelation that we cherish in this hour, that God has spoken to us through our lives and through the years of our lives and all that we have been through, that we walk through in all of the loneliness that we have passed through, because, you know, we only have a few that we can even talk with about it. But the joy that He has brought to us, to see that actually manifested in the earth, the reality of His words come to pass, His purpose being revealed in the earth, what joy that is going to bring. And what change wrought in this heathen through this experience. It makes it worth it all. But not only that, in verse 30, He promoted them. He promoted them in the provinces of Babylon. Hebrews 11:1 that we've spoken over and over again. I just want to read it from the Amplified and the Message Bible. Now faith is the assurance, the confirmation, the title deed of things we hope for, being the proof of things we do not see, and the conviction of their reality. Faith perceiving as real fact what is not revealed to the senses. The Message Bible says, the fundamental fact of existence is that this trust in God, this faith, is the firm foundation under everything that makes life worth living. It's our handle on what we can't see. Faith, trust, is the firm foundation under everything that makes life worth living. Jesus said, my sheep know my voice and follow me. I think back so many times over where we have come from. I think back where I used to walk and the battles and the things that I used to see, and many times the conflict in the doctrines of which I preached and saw at that time, and which God was working to relieve me of and deliver me of. And to where He has brought us today. And it is very evident that I did not choose this way to walk. But it was because God chose us out before the foundation of the world. He laid His hand on us from the day we came out from our mother's womb. He has guided our footsteps every inch of the way. He has guided us with His eye. His voice has spoken in the midst of us and unveiled His revelation. And when I see the resistance against this word in those who are God's children, I will say they are God's children. They have been redeemed, but they only are allowed to believe what they have been taught. Their eyes are blinded to what we see. It causes me to know that only God has brought us this way. And though we cannot see the signs and the wonders and the things that are going on in the church in this hour, I have said it so many times before that this is the first time that God's move in the earth has not come in the beginning of that move with signs and wonder following. But it has come with a people that are being changed into His image. Not something you can see outward. Of course you can see changes. We were talking about this morning the way we look at creation with no condemnation, no sin consciousness or no judgment to creation. It's taken God to do that. Only God can do that. And we can see the evidence of many changes that happen in us. But it's in our mind, it's in our thinking, it's in our understanding, it's in the revelation that He's given us. And faith is the assurance, the confirmation, the title deed of things we hope for. Trusting God and this faith is the firm foundation on which we stand. It is the knowing that we know that we know that we know that the Father has spoken this word unto us. He has taken away all doubt. And in the midst of that, He has given us trust and confidence and faith and a knowing that we're walking in the midst of His word. Hallelujah. That He is leading us onward to that glorious day of revelation. That in this hour, He is building relationship with Him. He is building trust in Him. He is building faith in Him. It's the way Jesus walked. Jesus said, I don't speak unless I hear my Father speak. He knew when it was time to open His mouth and to speak. He spoke out of what the Father said. And when the Father said, be healed, the individual was healed. There was no question. There was no doubt. There was no fear. When He stood at Lazarus' grave, after 4 days, he stinketh. And He said, Lazarus came forth. There was no doubt. Hallelujah. There was no fear that Lazarus would not come forth. Jesus knew because He had seen the Father do it, that it would come forth. That is the faith. That is the trust. That is the confidence that God is building in us in this hour. That when we see our Father do something, or we hear our Father say something, we know beyond a shadow of a doubt that that is going to be accomplished. And we also know that it's not I that did it, but it was my Father that did it. And no glory can come to me or any of those whom God has called for this hour. That is the faith. That is the confidence. That is the trust that He is building in us. And the only way to do it is He is setting as a refiner. He is refining the gold. And beloved, no matter whether we like it or not, He knows how hot the fire has to be for the gold to be purified and the dross to run off at the top. So that when my Father looks at me, He'll see His image. He will see His likeness in me. He will not see any of the eye, because Paul said, I am crucified. I die, but oh, yet I live. And the life that I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God. Hallelujah. 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 That He has given us that faith and that confidence. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 13. But we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren. Brethren, beloved of the Lord. Because God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth. The Amplified Bible, but brethren, beloved of the Lord, ought and are obligated as those who are in debt to give thanks always to God for you, because God chose you from the beginning as His first fruits, first converts, for salvation through the sanctifying word of the Holy Spirit, and your beliefs in adherence to, trust in, and reliance on the truth. Chose you from the beginning. Laid His hand on you from the beginning. That is the confidence and the trust that we have. It is He that has opened our eyes and not we. We did not seek after this that we have in this hour. We did not go searching to be controversial. Nor did Martin Luther or John Wesley or those of Azusa Street in California. But it was God. It was God. Before the foundation of the world, that chose a first fruits people to be a part of what He is doing in every hour of history. It is His purposes that are being carried out in our lives. He knew us before we were in our mother's womb. We were with Him before the foundation of the world. Because the Spirit that is in us came out from Him, and that we are His dwelling place. And in this hour, it is for us that our trust and our confidence are placed in Him. He called us. He brought us forth. It is His work and not ours. So we rejoice in that He has accomplished in us. We praise Him in the work that He is doing in us. And we walk with Him daily in relationship as we're being changed into the same image. Trust does not come by casual relationships. Trust and faith in someone comes by intimate relationships. And that's what God is drawing us into. And it is an individual thing. It's not something that can be done in a crowd. It's not something that can be done in the masses. But it is an individual drawing aside and entering into relationship with the Father. It is not in the natural, but it is in the spiritual realm. It is not in the outward, but it is in the inward that God is working in this hour to bring forth His people. And it is in that individual walk that we come to know Him and to trust Him, to rely on Him, and to have confidence in Him. Because in this hour, God is birthing a son. In this hour, the birth pains have already begun. In this hour, the Holy Spirit is bringing forth His word of deliverance into His first fruits people. Unveiling His word. Showing us that what He has said in us is going to come to pass. So trust and faith and confidence in Him. In knowing that He had that began a good work. Is going to bring that work to completion. Hallelujah. 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 It's our trust in Him, knowing that He's going to do the work. So be not afraid, my children. Be not dismayed, for it is I that have brought you forth to this hour. It is I that have worked in you all of these years, have spoken to your heart and given you understanding. It is none of you, but it is all of me. For I rejoice in you, my child. I rejoice in the work that I have done in you. And I rejoice in the work that you have done in me. This morning, walk in me. Live in me. For I am birthing my son in the earth in this hour to bring forth the manifestation and the unveiling that all the world can see that work I have done. Do not be dismayed because you cannot see what I have done. Do not walk in negativity because you cannot see what I have done. It does not matter what the natural eye beholds. It is what the spiritual eye beholds. Because the work that I do is not in the natural, but it is in the spirit. Because you are spirit as I am spirit. And I have called you forth in this hour to be my child, to be my sons, to be my people, that I shall proudly show forth to all creation as I reveal you in the earth. Trust and walk with me, for I shall yet bless you as you have never been blessed, and I shall rejoice over you as you have never seen, because you are those that I have loved and have chosen in myself even before the foundation of the world. You are my children. You are my sons. Take comfort in that fact, because the work that I do it quickly. Trust and walk with me daily, for I shall yet reveal even greater truths to you than you have seen before. You are my sons and my children. Walk with me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.